Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, LER, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. Got a great doubleheader today. A couple of my fave guests, Christine Blanchet, from British Columbia. She's an award-winning TV podcast and TV host. She's the producer of Run With It, which has my Sports Doctors In segment. She's returning along with Dr. Denise McDermott. She's a holistic adult and child psychiatrist. She's the podcast host, and she is a contributor to our book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, then the Sports Doctors In with some Bob Guide of Wisdom and your emails. Christine Blanchet, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Bob. It's always great to be on your show.
Now, give us a little bit of background of you as a serious runner, competitive runner, and somebody who has gotten into the world of a show called Run With It, and how that mixes into what you're doing.
Well, the show all started with my passion for running. And I mean, it didn't happen overnight, but I just turned my passion for running and sports into creating a show. And the show has stronger legs now because the show started in 2013. So stronger legs, and I love what I do. And it's the guests that, you know, help me drive the vehicle. You know, we have some running and nutrition, holistic nutritionists to Olympians, athletes to health professionals, doctors, and you're a guest on the show. And yeah, so it's a lot of, and fitness entertainment, celebrities who follow a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, you know, everybody, Christine is a real entrepreneur in some of these different areas, producing. So again, you feature fashion, you feature celebrities. You might delve into, again, what their own fitness and keeping it together lifestyles are like. And the idea, again, we are always excited to add our segment, The Sports Doctors In, where we're really interested in educating our audiences to be able to prevent problems, to be proactive with their running-related, sports-related, or exercise-related health. And then we're indicated, if you want to be a step or two quicker, you listen to the sports doctor. Right, Christine?
Yes, for sure. And there's always, whether you're a seasoned athlete, seasoned runner, or wanting a little bit of information on how to start running, to fitness, fashion tips, it's all there. And you know, so having, you know, varied guests on the show, it applies to everyone. So whoever's watching or listening to the show can get something from it.
Now, you got involved in competitive running almost as a sideline. That really wasn't necessarily your goal. You were looking maybe to do some running, get back into shape. I mean, it's quite a while ago. What fueled your passion to become a competitor?
I think, you know, I lead a running clinic every Saturday, and I think it's the runners, the participants, it's people like experts like yourself who come on the show that drives me, because it fuels me. Like, I feel like I'm giving back. And running, I just love running. I went for my run today, and I just feel like I call it my appointment with myself. And it doesn't matter if I'm you know, if I medal in a race, I do. If I don't, I don't, because I'm in a different chapter right now. And having the running clinic, it just they inspire me. So it's
what
it's
were you just, competitive yeah. when you were competing, Christine? What events did you run? Did you run 5, 10 Ks? Did you run half marathons? What were you involved with in your world?
Well, all distances. I started with the 5K, and then I went to the marathon, ultra marathon, cross country. I was really quite competitive in cross country running, and I would just call it my playtime. But my coach would take me. You know, he would train me for the marathon, like the Boston Marathon. I ran that race, and I ran in Korea, competed over there, South Korea, in the 10K. But I was some, you know. But he always said I would be better as a 10K because I have a bit of speed, I guess.
What was the distances, Christine, of the ultra marathon? How many miles is that?
50? Yes, I should explain. 50. It's a 50K, and this was. I wasn't even running seriously back then when I ran it, and I was ranked in Canada second. Second in Canada, but I'm in the rankings still on the internet. But it was quite a feat. And when I look back on it, I was literally training, and you have to train hard to do well. And
that's why we contribute to the show. The key becomes staying out of trouble. The key becomes preventing injuries. Paying attention to all of these factors that go into being able to survive kind of running and competing that you were doing. Everybody, you are listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. To go over to radio shows, you can go back years, international guests, national guests, local guests. You can catch Christine on a few shows absolutely in the past. Listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles, magazines, there's a lot of great stuff, a lot of expertise, everything from concussions to health and wellness to what's the best shoe to one of my hottest articles, which is women in high heels, accepting that challenge. We have thousands and thousands of followers, lots of important sports medicine and fitness information on Twitter at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. And I can't tell you how many guests I get from both Twitter and LinkedIn. So go to sportsdoctorradio.com. You can check that out. We're talking with Christine Blanchet. She is the TV podcast host of Run With It. Have you found also, you know, Christine, again, your guests and whatever they're doing, it comes up in one way or another, what they're doing to keep in shape, or paying attention to health and wellness, for the most part, everybody is important, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it's like there's always something to learn. And I think you have to find a proper running program. And also, as we get older, too, the importance of stretching and eating healthy. And also, too, you know, for runners who may not want to run anymore, there's other activities you can do. And this is what I have on the show and what we talk about. You can be a swimmer. You can be a cyclist. You can be, you know, walking with poles. It doesn't matter. As long as you're moving and you're lifelong running, I call it myself. But yes, there's
always... Well, it is. The principle is really, really what's so important. And, you know, we talk on The Sports Doctor all the time about the new medicine, quote unquote, and the new medicine is eating smarter and keep moving. And there's a tremendous variety of what you could do. It's interesting, and our second guest will talk a lot about it. We've talked about it on you and I. We talk about the mental game, whether someone's trying to stay on their nutrition program, whether they're trying to deal with the particular running club program that they're dealing with. And one of the biggest areas is rest and recovery and how important that is. And to, running, 50% of the running population deals with some associated injury at some point in time. And, a lot of my running patients, they're usually very highly educated when it comes to what their problems are, and that the problem is getting people to back off. So the importance of doing other kinds of exercise and strengthening for healthy running, where we talk about all of that variety training or circuit training, becomes very, very important, because overuse injuries from so much pounding, a lot of miles. You run 40, 50 miles a week, don't you?
Yes, and I also cross train.
That's serious stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
I love it.
We got you doing that, girl, since I've been a part of your show. We got you paying big attention to strengthening your feet and ankles and working on balance. Christine, what's the best site for people to go to find out about you and the show and all these other things you're doing?
Run with it. Runwithit.ca, and if they, you know, Google that, that should come up. And on Instagram, I'm all over, like you are, Dr. Bob Wild. So just, you know, clicking my name or typing my name, rather, and they'll find me.
Now, you include a group of doctors, and you always have, because the medical side and the wellness side, health and wellness side, holistic side has always been important to what you do. And you have some individuals in the world of nutrition. What other who are the physicians join you sometimes on Run With It, Christine?
Well, for eye health, to injury prevention, to concussion, to, you know, just basically everything that deals with physiotherapists, you know, Doctor's Corner I have on the show, plus you, Dr. Bob. You come with a wealth of information, and it's all about raising awareness and giving the people or the viewers, listeners, you know, what they can take from it. And, yeah, so that's what I have, a Doctor's Corner. And then, as I said at the beginning, you know, nutrition, holistic nutritionist to registered dietitian, to Olympic athletes, from hockey to football.
You know, it's amazing. I'm sure British Columbia is no different. I've been talking about dealing with the subject of obesity and childhood obesity probably 25, 30 years, give or take a few weeks. And the reality is we're in the same mess in the United States. It's no real different where you are, where the obesity is still a huge problem. Childhood obesity still is a huge problem. And it's amazing, with all the awareness and with all the growth we've made and all the good news, so many different areas, I put myself on that shelf of paying attention to this stuff for all these years with all these experts. The reality is it's still a big, big problem. It's funny, you know, you mentioned nutrition, and you can't turn your television on for 5 minutes without being bombarded with all sorts of diet commercials. If there's a topic that's more common than diet commercials, it's drug commercials. You know, the United States is one of the few countries in the world that even allows prescription drugs ad nauseum. So the idea of holistic health, Eastern, Western, we've had acupuncture, soft tissue therapy, chiropractic, massage therapy, all of these natural reflexology, we featured all of it for years. And sometimes you have to take a deep breath and say, wow, man, we're still treading water.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think sometimes the idea, and I've had a guest on the show, talk about eating healthy. And sometimes, you know, the cost is a bit cheaper, really, instead of going to, you know, a restaurant. You can buy that romaine lettuce to, you know, whatever you have around the house and put that in, like peppers from last night's dinner. It's, you know, eating can be social, but it's also, it's fueling your body and as well as it can. And it's all about knowledge.
That's the word. Right? You know, one of the contributors to hashtag A Sports Parent, Katie Davis, RK Sports Nutrition, would use the term fueling. And fueling was such a more exciting term than diet. You know, when you mention that, fueling really says so much. And that's why I use the term eating smarter. You can go in whatever direction you want. Everybody knows there's so much information, But to not drive yourself crazy with these crash diets or other programs that people can't stay with. There's the mental game again, isn't it? But programs that you can gradually make differences and changes in those things. Because again, in every runner that you're dealing with is listening to your show, listening to our show, they're interested in the same two things. Can I prevent problems and injuries? And can I, when indicated, enhance performance when it comes to those types of things? And over the years, getting runners to understand, my famous sports colleague Bob Guido all those years ago talked about runners needed to train. They needed to train, cross-train, and it was a tough sell. Now it's something you include big time and talk a lot about on your show. I knew the time would fly by, Christine, with you. So I want to thank you so much for joining us. Christine, give me again, what is it? Is it runwithit.ca?
Yes, it is. And they can go to, type in my name, and then on Instagram, it's got, actually, Christine Runs on Twitter. You know, as I said, I'm all over, like everybody else.
She's styling some new outfit. Some new fashion. Christine, hold on. Thanks so much. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. An essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. factual, evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention, I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com, MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I want to welcome back one of my fave guests, Dr. Denise McDermott. She's a holistic adult and child psychiatrist. She's a podcast host, and she is one of my fave contributors to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Dr. Denise with Positive Energy. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Give us some background on you and your world, and bring us up to date on some of the things that you're doing in your world of adult and child psychiatry.
Well, first of all, gratitude is my secret sauce, Dr. Bob. Thank you for all the work you do in contribution to exercises, mind medicine. You and I are so aligned. I'm an adult and child psychiatrist, integrative in Manhattan Beach. I'm, as you said, a podcast host. I'm a mother of an amazing team that's charismatic and keeps it real. And since the pandemic started, I've produced over 200 shows, and I still swim 6 days a week, and I treat some of the coolest, most kind of innovative athletes here in Southern Cal. So I think that's, you know, how we kind of connected. You and I connected kind of in the spirit of health and exercise and all.
Yes, you know, your title was one of my faves all along, which was that exercise, mind medicine for life. You tweaked it a little bit for my book. It was youth athletics as mind medicine for life. It's amazing. We're in the middle of so many things in the world of youth sports and how important the positive side of things are. As I'm talking to you, I'm imagining the screaming parent on the sidelines. But as an adult and child holistic psychiatrist, you get to be in the middle between the kids and what they're doing and what area they're in and whatever challenges they have, and mom and dad.
What, you know what's fun about this when I think back? I also, when I grew up in the Midwest in Chi-Town, shout out to all my Schaumburg friends. You know, Dr. Bob, I coached soccer. I coached swim team. I played soccer. I was a lifeguard. So it's really interesting when we grow up and to see who we are, you know, as a holistic doctor, what shaped us. And I remember times where there were kids that had like a near drowning at the pool, and then they had fear of getting back in. And I was that 15, 16-year-old they called because I had a way with the children that had fear. And then I played sports. I played varsity sports. So I have like not just the MD here in the community, but I look back and I really think all of our childhood
stuff.
Yeah,
you have the empathy.
Yes, and I also have that resilience.
You lived it. You know, you know Sharky, my co-author of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. You know, Sharky, Hall of Fame, beach volleyballer, grew up, became a champion, but also has coached in, again, that world. So she had all of this perspective of having experienced a lot of what goes into the challenge of youth sports. Again, whether it's the dealing with failure, dealing with injury, having concerns and problems with communication with your parents and or the coach, and trying to pay attention to you, one of the biggest topics with you, you know, the positive energy side, paying attention that we can train these systems is finally really, really hit the light of day, I believe.
Yes, and I think what we're talking about is how do you balance as a child that's an athlete, whether you're doing it for fun, whether you're doing it because everyone has a different neurostyle. So even when I say that, we all process and perceive things differently. So not, it's not one size fits all, just like you're talking, you know, when you're fitting.
Well, that's a great term. That's an interesting term. The term, talk a little bit, the term neurostyle is a profound term. Talk a little bit about what you mean by that.
Thank you. I brought that and that topic to India when I spoke at the Dalai Lama on nurturing children's mental health. And what neurostyle means is that we all process and perceive information in our own unique way. And there's a fabulous five: biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and then sixth sense, intuition. So, wait, where am I at?
Yeah, we got you.
Hi, there's another someone talking in the background, so I didn't know if we were
I don't know. We got live radio is always an adventure.
Hi, everyone. You know, my neurostyle is being flexible right now.
When
okay, so back
you,
to that.
You and I were talking about the addition of the spiritual side, the mind-body side. You know, we've been talking about that on The Sports Doctor for two decades. Medicine didn't know how to spell mind-body, let alone neurostyle. Now of the whole mental side of this five topic, mention them again.
Okay, so basically neurostyle, that there's, we're multidimensional as athletes and as human beings and as souls. So the fabulous five is our biological perspective, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and then sixth sense intuition. You know, everyone's more interested in a happy athlete, a holistic athlete. How do we have longevity when we play sports? How do we have fun? How do we translate our sport from youth into being fit as adults? I think we're all trying to embrace our own neurostyle of happiness while staying active.
Well, that's one of the biggest challenges in the whole world of youth sports is the overuse injuries in capital letters, both physically and mentally. The pressure to play, the pressure to play hurt, the pressure to deal with your parents' expectations, especially now with the scholarships and the tremendous money now in college and youth sports. And all of these besides the physical injury overuse problems. So these are the kinds of things that the more education, the better, Dr. Denise, when we're talking about some of these topics. What's the
Can I
website?
Give an example? Can I give an
Go
example?
Ahead.
I have some college athletes in my practice, and we're just all rolling out of this pandemic. And I think we also have to address that not only youth sports, but high school and college sports, what's happened in the last few years. It's really been tough because a lot of people were practicing and doing things, and we had the pandemic and the testing. So I had a lot of athletes in my practice that I was doing telehealth with that were having a lot of depression because they weren't out there and as active.
Yes.
So
it was
just like any of us.
The season was delayed. Season was called off. School was on, school was off. You know what's amazing, Dr. Denise? Over these 2 years, this 2.5 years with the pandemic, no matter where the guest I had on was from, no matter what their vocation was, their topic was mental health. And what a mess and challenge we were in. And you're giving a great example, again, as we ran into all sorts of injuries because athletes were in such a hurry, they had to get back. You know, a hot topic in my book has always been youth sports and drugs. The fact that half these kids are living on over-the-counter medicine because of the fact that, you know, I've got to play. I'm going to get cut from the team. I've got to compete. Dr. Wild, don't you understand? My son's ankles are killing him unless he takes two Advil twice a day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the awareness of these kinds of challenges in what I call overall the mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents, whether you're their coach, whether it's you, or whether you're trying to stick with your exercise program or your weight reduction program, and there's such pressure on top of us. Where's Dr. Denise? You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I like to also walk the walk. While you're talking about this, I'd like to honor, like, you. I want to thank you for your contribution over all the years. But I think of the Bulls. You know, I think of the time where they brought George Mumford in. His book's fantastic, everyone, The Mindful Athlete. And so for me as a doctor, what I do is I really take a balanced approach when I work with athletes and children and families and truly try to ask them what they want to do. A lot of kids and teens, they're getting offers from colleges at 14, 15 years old. They're already like groomed. They're missing a lot of the happiness and joy. And so I think we need to, as a society, create more balanced fitness, balanced mental game, no matter if we're a professional or we're just out there having fun doing our sport.
Yes, I think the routine awareness of what you're talking about, it's one of my favorite words. You know, again, in the book, I talk about two exercise concepts that are important for any kid at any age, at any sport. You know, one is strengthening your feet and ankles, but the other one is working balance, physical
yes.
balance, let alone
yes.
what you're talking about, where, again, we see... I remember one of my poster boys, Evan Lysacek, 2010 men's Olympic gold medal figure skater. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. But I had his mom on after the Olympics, Dr. Denise. I asked her, how did you know whose goal it was? You know, that
mm-hmm.
question. You know, his overzealous parent. She said, you know, Dr. Bob, we had ice time at 6:15. I never had to wake the kid up. There he was in the car with his gloves on. I said, what an answer that is. But, you know, these kinds of challenges where there are, again, the pandemic pressures and the words of balance.
Can I give a tool? You're talking about awareness and balance. When you're looking at a high-performance athlete or an entrepreneur, I like to talk adaptive versus restrictive perfectionism. And what adaptive is you are kicking butt in your sport, your life, your personal life, but you're actually having joy and fun. And when you're having joy and fun and gratitude, you can pay attention. Is my body hurting? Am I overusing? Is today a day of rest? When we get into that adaptive place, we're in thrive. When we're in restrictive, that's when we can get injured because we're being too perfectionistic, we're not taking breaks, and we're not having fun.
You know, you mentioned that word you do whenever I talk to you, and you write the word thrive. That's a big
mm-hmm.
deal, isn't it? It's
a big deal. But it can be the word thrive, but what does it really mean? We also have to be gentle on ourselves. You know, I love swimming. I don't know what your fitness is, but I'm addicted to it. I've got my swimsuits lined up. And if I don't get in the pool, I kind of get crabby. So I think we also have to figure out ways that we like kind of can stick with our routine, manage our mood. And, you know, I'm wondering, Dr. Bob, have you seen people get back into their fitness routines and keep their nutrition good? Because I know you and I've also in the Hey Sports Parents, you know, there's a lot in that great book. There's stuff about the balance of not having head injury, the balance of good nutrition. I mean, you and I have talked about childhood obesity. I mean, what are you seeing these days in your practice?
I think that people are a lot more aware in child's and youth sports, as serious as some of it is, they're much, much more aware of the importance of what do the kids think and are we paying enough attention to the kids. The upcoming documentary with my friend, the co-founder of Chesapeake Films, Joe Franco, Where Our Children Play, the Challenge of Youth Sports. So we're very, very excited about this. All of these important factors, I think we're making a lot of progress. I think there's much more attention to the physical side of overkill, the importance
mm-hmm.
of biomechanics. Is my son and daughter in the best shoe? For example, am I overdoing it? Am I overscheduling these kids? Yet at the same time, there's an epidemic in capital letters of overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. They're doing surgery, Tommy John surgery on 14-year-olds because of too much pitching
wow.
and too much throwing. we would see your sport, swimming, is one of the prodigy sports. It's another chapter in the book. You know, think gymnastics, think figure skating, swimming, where you have a 10, 11, 12-year-old, this is all they want to do. They don't want to play other sports. They want to do, so we'd see, no wonder she's got shoulder problems and et cetera, et cetera. So there's tremendous awareness of some of the stuff that I've been talking about for 3.5 decades, give or take a few weeks. And that's very, very positive. At the same time, I use the term, we're treading water, whether it's obesity, whether it is, you know, I'm going to ask you, when we first met, you told me what a nightmare, social media. I want to talk to you more about that. We're talking with Dr. Denise McDermott, and we will be right back. It's the Sports Doc. You live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Dr. Denise McDermott, holistic adult and child psychiatrist, podcast host, contributor to Hashtag Hate Sports Parents. You know, before we were talking, I threw in social media, but we were talking a lot about what you mentioned, this term which really intrigues me, Dr. Denise, the neuro style, and paying attention to how important this is, adult or child. Athlete or not, expand a little bit about what's important to you in this new category.
Okay, so what's really important, you like the word awareness, right? How are we aware and how are we open? We're aware and open when we pay attention to words and how they influence us, right? Influence us. The word neurostyle, we all have a neurostyle. So, of course, I'm a doctor. I'm an MD. I've got the Western, the Eastern, you've got the word disorder like ADHD, major depression, anxiety. But when you shift it into what's my neurostyle, everyone can have a little perfectionism. They can have anxiety, depression. You could have an actual diagnosis or not. But when you use the word neurostyle, it's hopeful, it's open, and it's empowering. Then you look at yourself as a holistic human being, the fabulous five, biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and sixth sense intuition. So the word neurostyle is a game changer for all of us because it takes the stigma and the shame out of our emotional experience and it allows us to embrace all of who we are. So like, let's say you're...
Oh my gosh, I have a sixth one, Dr. Denise.
Oh, I have six sixth intuition. What's the seventh?
Ah, you do. You're right. The sixth sense, the seventh one is biomechanical. You got to be aware of your biomechanics if you're going to be involved in anything physical. Again, are you flat-footed? Do you have leg length differences? Do you have postural problems? And to pay attention to that as well, or it could stop you in your tracks. Sixth sense is always an exciting thought, I think. I find it's a positive thought when you're talking about what does that mean to you, sixth sense?
Well, let's go for this. No, let's relate this to sports. Let's relate this to the intuition of the muscle movement. Let's look at, you know, someone like Tiger Woods who envisions and goes out to the golf course and he envisions himself getting holes in ones. What about Michael Jordan? What about George Mumford? It's the mental game. You use the mental game. So the sixth sense of intuition is really the unseen energy of intentionality and the power of infinite possibilities. We all have access to that. You might think of someone and then all of a sudden they call. Today, I had a series of what I call super synchronicities. It's a book that Gary Schwartz did. It's based on science. So this can happen on the sports court. A team. Think about a team. If you guys play together all the time and you've got your forward and you've got this, you know, it's like you become a moving, fighting machine. You intuit before it happens. And so neurostyle is applicable to individuals, to teams. We get into a vibe, an unseen energy of cohesion. And when we have a positive mindset, where we have gratitude and we have like humility, we're able to access the mental game and our own thrive. So
you know, sometimes you have new, sometimes you see some really new exciting stuff. One of my upcoming guests is in the world of pet therapy. And not only pet therapy for people who are sick, who are dealing with all of these problems, these special animals, these special dogs and other pets, but teams and athletic teams, being able to, you know, reduce stress, calm down, being around a pet, you know, anti-stress is such a big topic today. And I would imagine if you're aware of your neurostyle, at least paying attention to it, then you can come up with some weapons and abilities to reduce stress. This is such a big topic.
Can I give a real example? This ties in with social media. So when we realize we had been all cooped up in our homes, and of course we were blessed to have Zoom so we could even see each other, but then we've all gotten used to kind of clicking on multiple media things. There's unseen energy. Anytime we engage with each other, like on this radio show, a phone call, a text, reading something, that energy of that other individual is an energy exchange. And so if we're feeding ourselves with good, positive food, ideas, news media, environment, we're mindfully ingesting and we're going to have our own DNA have its optimal thrive. And so that's part of being aware of your own neurostyle. And your biomechanical would be included into the biology category. And when we are looking at our own style, Dr. Bob, for instance, a lot of my patients are loving telehealth because they don't want to get in their car because of gas prices. And they find that I'm very effective.
That was one of the two. Yes, that was one of the, if we could find some cockamamie silver lining to the nightmare of the pandemic, it was the explosion of telehealth. And the ability to have that kind of interaction in all areas of health and wellness and medicine as something that would have taken us another 50 years to pay the kind of attention that we've been paying to it. This whole virtual world, of course, when we're bombarded, though, Dr. Denise, times a million, and there's so much negativity, the concern for our grandchildren and children. You have a third, you have a teenager
I have a term.
Now.
I have a term
right?
for that, term for that, yes. I
what
call
is
it our, this is all of it for all of us, everyone. Shout out to all of us. It's called a sensory break. And we need to be mindful, just like people need to stand up and move so that they kind of move their bodies once an hour.
Sensory break, I love
timers.
It's powerful.
Just like stop, drop, and roll when you catch on fire. You should be like, did I take a sensory break? Did I get some vitamin D? You know, what do I need to do to be healthy? You know, I've been doing part of this interview walking around.
With you, The time flew by. Give me this website. People can find out about you and your podcast quickly.
Okay, great. It's drdenisemd.com and ascensionmedia.love. And I'm on 16 platforms, and I was blessed to be Podcaster of the Month in March. So it's all over the place now, Dr. Bob, and I can't wait
Holy
to have
cow,
you back
a celebrity. A celebrity.
And well, no. Humility of service. Thank you.
Ah, yes.
And you
see,
are too.
I knew it.
You rock.
Hold on, Dr. Denise McDermott, one of our faves. Hold on, Denise. The sports doc. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Sports Doctors In segment. We preview some upcoming shows. We throw in a little Bob Guide of Wisdom, a couple of emails, shout outs. You know, one of my favorite guests, Joel Franco, who is the co-founder of Chesapeake Films, is working, getting ready soon for his documentary. I've been so involved with him since the beginning. Where Our Children Play. An organization that really aims to provide children involved in sports with the resources they need to succeed. And it's an official now, it's a non-for-profit. So whether you are a professional or just enjoy taking photos, we'll be talking about the photo contest that my friends over at Media with the photo contest will be featuring Where Our Children Play, as they're not for profit. And my colleague Noah Perlis, with his NP Resources, he's going to be holding a photo contest involved in the art capital of the world, New York. If you go to https://npresources.submit, you could submit something for the contest. If you go to whereourchildrenplay.org, you'll probably get information on both of them as they are teaming up to raise some awareness and funds for the upcoming documentary that we're so excited about, and how NP Resources is going to be helping them, involved with them, with their photo contest. So if you go to whereourchildrenplay.org, you'll get more information in order to find out about the photo contest and maybe be able to submit something. You never know. Some great upcoming shows. We're going to go to England next week with our friend Gordon McKellen, the founder of Working with Parents in Sports. Every time I would talk with him about that organization, I would say good luck to him working with the parents. So we're excited to have him back. And then Calliope Barless, who is talking about, again, in the world of the mental game, overcoming fear as one of the things that hold back so many athletes, so many different individuals with their physical goals. We'll be talking about that the following week. A couple of our favorite guests, Rob Andrews, the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas, the whole mental training world, Gina Pongetti, individual in the world of gymnastics, former gymnast herself, writes, talks to. She was at the Olympics with the gymnastics teams. So they're going to team up. And we're going to talk about the prodigy sports, gymnastics being one of them, and some of those challenges. But I mean by the prodigy sports, where we're dealing with young adolescents who are specializing very early, whether we like it or not. Figure skaters, gymnasts, tennis players, soccer players, swimmers, volleyballers. We're already, you have a young boy or girl, this is all they want to do. We tell them all day, we want you to play multiple sports. So those challenges in that show, some Bob Guida wisdom. You know, Guida, again, the great sports therapist. When we met in the late 70s, he was the former Mr. America, Mr. Universe. He was working with so many great athletes as a trainer. And he paid big attention to the role of the foot in sports. That's how we got married. He would have a saying, I want to train an athlete's feet like Von Kliburn's hands. Now, we're dating myself here. Von Kliburn was a famous pianist playing the piano. And Guida would talk about that. He wanted to include that kind of strengthening of the feet like a cat. Whether you were moving, changing direction, jumping, landing, that's the wisdom of Guida. Some emails. Sal says, my 14-year-old daughter, bingo, prodigy sport. She's a serious volleyball player. She's been dealing on and off the jumper's knees now the third season. Check her feet, Sal. I've been putting orthotics in volleyballer shoes, girl volleyballer shoes, for decades because of knee concerns, knee problems. And it's missed many times that the feet don't hurt. If there's not a, I don't care if you've got perfect feet, orthotics will be a weapon. So you want to see podiatry, pay big attention. We want to pay attention to the shoe she's in. Yes, you want to pay big attention to all these things you're already dealing with. The physical therapist, the strength trainers, the personal trainers regarding leg strength, quad strength, and all the things that go into knee concerns. Big attention to the feet. Tom says the whole running shoe world, carbon fiber, less is better. What is your thoughts? You know, Tom, running shoes have always had changes all the time, sort of like car, whether the car come out with a new style every year. And the generalization that less is better is not necessarily something that I find successful. Good structural running shoe. One of the major brands, there's a lot of major brands, whether it's Nike, whether it's Reebok, whether it's Adidas. Whether it's Under Armour, they all make good shoes. And as a rule, trying to go into something lighter and lighter, the idea that less is better has caused more trouble than it's prevented. The new technology with carbon fibers is a rule. We found it a positive. It's productive. If you've got foot concerns, lower leg concerns, include podiatry that can consult with you about your biomechanics the big important world of orthotics, as well as what's the best shoe for you. Thanks, everybody at BBS. Catch you next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.